Thanks for choosing this teaching from The Elijah List, a prophetic ministry to the body of Christ. For more information about The Elijah List, including how to order or download other prophetic teachings by well-known speakers and teachers, the quarterly magazine Elijah Rain, music CDs or MP3 downloads, or to view our great selection of books and the many other prophetic resources we offer, visit our website, ElijahList.com, or call toll-free 866-ELIJAH-LIST. That's 866-354-5245. Or outside the U.S., 541-926-3250.
Ray Hughes and I like to team teach. It's difficult for Ray and I to team teach inside of an hour or three. I know some of you thought last night was long. I didn't. I think I know that it was long, but I don't know what part I want to take back. When I think about what the Lord did last night, and as you know, this isn't from memory. Oh, it's memory. You know, I've studied these concepts all my life. I've written about them and spoken about them a lot. But what you might not know, if you've been listening to the DVDs, you do know, even though the concept is repeated, you'll hear things today that I might have said last night, but it's like the diamond with a different facet. The Holy Spirit will say something to me or to you that fits exactly what you need to hear. If you doubt that, you're dismissed. You may leave. Because you won't benefit of what the Holy Spirit set us up for. This is the first time that I've taught physically in the state of Kansas. Now, I've been in Kansas a lot on the telephone, on television, on my CDs, the DVDs. But when I was a child, I came to Kansas with my father. I was 12 years old. We came back until I was 15 years old. We toured every Youth for Christ rally in the state of Kansas. Emporia, Manhattan, Topeka. Jim Lauer was the Youth for Christ director in Topeka. He booked us with Elmer Josephson over in Wichita, who was the Youth for Christ. Anybody remember Elmer Josephson? Yeah, some of the old timers. You got to be at least a 1940 to get there, you know? The Lord set me up to come back to Kansas. I sowed seeds of interest when I was a child. As a matter of fact, in the tower of your state capitol, I don't know if you can get up on top anymore or not, but I was able to do that years ago. And up on that stairway that goes out to the middle and then winds up, there was a beam. I think about it and I shudder. I crawled out on that beam and wrote my name up there. I would guess it's still there. Who would dare go out there and take it off? My mother was concerned. She stood down there praying in Jesus' name for me. I'm dangling out there on that beam. I shimmied out on it and wrote my name out there. You can say, well, David, what was that all about? I was marking territory in frivolousness that God took very seriously. My work still isn't done in Kansas. Yours isn't either. These ladies are on to something important. When you hear them, the vibration of their voice, like the Bibles that are in here, I recognize as I laid my Bible down that it was speaking. It was modulating. I could have put mirrors on it, put the lasers on the mirrors, and drew the image on the wall. That's exactly what we're doing into the stone. There's mirrors up there that are vibrating under the sound of the audio vibrations going through this room. Your spirit is vibrating. You're taking in more than I'm saying, even from my emission. You hear me 20 to 20,000 cycles. You see me 400 to 700 cycles. And all of that's only a little piece of the electromagnetic spectrum, which is from gravity waves that we don't even know the length of, up to the speed of light that's still slowing down. You got to get that in your spirit, because you recognize that all man knows is on this side of the speed of light that he knows naturally. He knows physically. He knows from the material elements of 103 compounds, the periodic table of elements, that now we make sing. The voice of God, Jesus Christ, is speaking those 103 elements to cause it to be. I'm already in trouble. She's asked me to teach this, and she wants me to go there, and I will. And the Holy Spirit's already got me zeroed in to some of you thinkers that are out there that need some help. And I know that. I could point them out. Occasionally I do. I have a great time in a university, because I don't care who I embarrass. They'll ask me questions and don't care if they embarrass me. And I'll call them out. Ask them to stand. And I'll tell them what their question is. See, the Holy Spirit works on both sides of every discussion. The Holy Spirit works on both sides of every difficulty. The Holy Spirit knows that future and its questions and its doubts and its fears. And He's working somebody across your path to fix you. And that's somebody's assignment, to fix somebody. You can't fix them, but you can speak the truth. I won't argue with you or anybody else. I'm a great debater. But I don't like to argue. I will appeal to you. And if I appeal to you and it takes 2 hours, I don't take any of it back. And we will get into the text of this book. Somebody in here needs to know your assignment is knowing what the question is, and you can know. That lady knows where ley line is, and she doesn't have any mechanical measurement device to tell her. She senses it. She knows the invisible world. I told her backstage this morning that there will be a meter. And I don't know what we'll call it. A zero-point energy meter, for those of you that know what zero-point energy is, and if you don't know, go look it up. I talk about it a little bit in my literature. I talk about it all the time. It's where Jesus Christ is pulling the energy to cause you to be, and everything else that is. You blink out of here, your spirit doesn't blink on and off. Get that one straight. It's eternal. It has eternal life. Your body has got a problem. It's made up of these 103 elements. I'm in trouble again. Oh, you got to learn faster than you are. Okay, we didn't get very far last night. There's a non-physical reality. I'm going to gain something from what was said last night. You walked out of here altered. I got outside and there was a discussion going on out here that was highly anointed. There were honest questions, sincere responses. And I recognized that I could just shut up and the Holy Spirit would give them the right answers. It was amazing. I triggered a couple words, but I zipped it. That's tough for me to do. I am so full of the subject that it just bubbles out of me. Don't ask me what time it is. I'll tell you how to build a watch. See, time slows down above the speed of light. Time runs backwards above the speed of light. That's where yesterday went. Above the speed of light, through the tachyon, showing you things to come, It's where your future comes from. Now you know the meaning of elsewhere. It's a theory of where yesterday went and tomorrow comes from. You got to know that. Well, you don't have to know that. You can experience that by the Holy Spirit that's outside of time. And that's not even in the text. That was free. There's a non-physical reality that you are. You're more than a body. He breathed into that mass of mud, that dust, your life, your spirit. Now, there's a life in the body. Mine shut off 12 times. I know the difference. I was there part of the time. When I shut off the first time, it was a terrifying experience for everybody around me except me. I had no fear. I had no pain until I woke up. But I had consciousness. And every time it happened for those 12 times, I don't know why it was 12. They wouldn't have fixed me. It could have been 30. The doctors are convinced if they wouldn't have fixed me, I wouldn't have made it. But they didn't know I was non-physical. You know you're non-physical. You reach into that non-physical world for your future, for your creativity. You get your energy from that non-physical. Oh, I'm not talking about the kind you do when you get a banana. You want to catch a teenager's attention someday? You get him to bring you the most ranked, and I shouldn't tell you to do this, but these kids today have got some pretty foul DVDs. You don't want to know what those DVDs say. You don't want to go there. But if you got one in your family, a grandkid or a neighbor or somebody you know that you care about and you love, you ask them to bring their rap music, any of it. Tell them to hold it in their hand and put their arm out. And then you push their arm down. And he has no strength in his arm. Test it. Try it. And then you give him a banana. I carry one in my coat pocket. There's one back here now. Did you know that you can hold a banana and your arm increases in strength? Did you know that? Now that's only the physical, picking up energy from the invisible. You got to know that. You got to do that. Your words touch that invisible world so drastically. You're going to go home, and if you're taking notes, write this. When I get home, write it. Go ahead. You'll remember it 700 times because you saw yourself write it, because your eye remembers 700 times what your ear. Oh, you didn't get. Oh, some of you are still working on that one. You see 400 to 700 nanometers. You hear way below that, 20 to 20,000, pretty rudimentary. You see 700 times the vibrations that you hear, 700 octaves higher. And if you see it, you remember it 700 times more. The brain fires 700 times the neurons for sight than it does for sound. Plus, coupled to this whole thing of sight, it's up in the bandwidth of causation. If you see it, you cause it to be. Remember the photons, the double-slit experiment? There they are. We were talking about that last night. There's some more that were out front here last night. Are those in here today? Yeah, there she is. Wasn't that fun? Just taking a quantum leap and you're trying to go home, you know. You're going to go home, write it. When I get home, I will cook a batch of rice. You just go get Uncle Ben's and cook it up like you're going to eat it. Take half of it and put it in a Tupperware or an old butter dish that you've washed out, you know, put the cap back on it. You divide that rice in that pan into two batches. Write down, I will cook rice. I will put it in two batches. And you're going to say to one of them, you are life-giving. You sustain life. You're a value. I need you. You don't even have to use the word bless. It works with just intent. Take the other one and put that one in the cupboard. Take the other half of the same rice. And say, you're of no value. I don't want you. You have no value. Cover it up. Tupperware will work. Tin can will work. Cabinet. Don't put it in the refrigerator. It gets too cold. Let it be natural in the atmosphere of the room. And in a day, one will start to smell. The other one still smells sweet. 2 days, you're still willing to eat one, and something about your nature says, don't eat that one. 3 and 4 days, one is black, sour, and decaying. The one you said to, you're of no value. Now, every one of you have got an assignment. May not even be of God, but it's going to come from David. You've got to do that with a kid. And let the kid do the talking. Let the kid do the cooking. Give him the money and let him buy the rice. Give him control over the whole deal. When we come back out here, we're going to have a radio station here and a television station here. And we're going to let them do the cooking. We're going to let them do the talking. And they'll discover what Emoto found in Japan when he started talking to water. I told you these girls were strange. And I know you are too, or you wouldn't be here. I'm telling you that the invisible world of your voice affecting something is valid. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you see. Intend, believe, express, desire. You're going to change your world after this weekend. You're going to go home and you're going to say, I am in control of the matter in my life. I will bless it in Jesus' name. I'm running a little late on my protocol. Those three little plates. I intend to play them back. There's a machine that'll fit into. And when we play that back, your picture will be there. Smile. It'll show up in a 380-degree, 360-degree holographic view. We'll count back the flashes of light. I let these things see daylight and dark. We'll count back the days. We'll get close. And we'll fine-tune the machine. And I fully intend to play these back. And if you know me, you know I'm dead serious about that. I'm alive serious about that. I'm alive serious about that. Somebody said, how long? I dared tell him, and he produced a cane. It was John Kennedy's cane. Jackie gave it to this man. He'd been a part of the Secret Service. He'd been a part of the Hyannisport team that protected the Kennedy clan up there in Camelot. He said he has a photograph of the night before John Kennedy, President John Kennedy, went to Dallas. Of him leaning on that cane, and Jackie and him had a discussion about the people that hated him, and he called them by name. And that cane listened. The Bible says the beams of the rafters echo the truth thereof. Check it out, it's in Ecclesiastes. I'm absolutely sure that your ring is listening, and it's all being recorded in that non-physical world. The tachyon vortex is picking up everything you're thinking right now. If I move my hand through this room 600 miles an hour, everything loose, including you, would get sucked into the vortex if I could move my hand fast enough. If there is a subatomic particle moving faster than light that they found in Einstein's math, and Gerald Feinberg found it, it's moving faster than light. It's in all matter. And it's a vortex from this dimension to that dimension, above the speed of light. I'm just telling you how it works, that's all. You know it's real. You know your prayers go someplace. You know your past exists. Where do you think those bad memories are coming from? You get around a certain person or a certain place, and the evil of your past haunts you. And it'll haunt other generations. These ladies can walk through places and find the past. It's memory. It's curse. It's evil. It's death. And walk through other places and you find great joy. You find great peace. I was frustrated the other morning sitting at a young lady's desk that's on this team. There she goes. I sat at that young lady's desk and peace caught me. I wasn't in anger. I wasn't in evil. But I was frustrated. Having technical difficulties with a computer that I'm not supposed to have. God said, slow down, big boy. You're not as good as you think you are without the Holy Spirit. Has he ever told you that? I'm glad to hear that. Now I know I'm not alone. Page 3. Key number 2. You got that non-physical universe thing straight? You understand you can talk into that realm? You draw your energy from that realm, you're blinking in and out of that realm, your body. Key number 2, light is slowing down. The so-called spiritual realm operates above the speed of light. If you got the text, you'll notice that little 24. You go back there in the footnotes and you'll find number 24. It gives you something to Google. It gives you some place to go. There are student wannabes in here, and some of you really are, because I had an avalanche come at me from several people last night that was wonderful. I give you permission to open that black bag over there. I give you permission to look through some of those books in that bag. It's what has taken the place of television in my life, that bag. I love motor racing. I was involved in a racing team for a year of my life. I just enjoy it. Okay? I give up NASCAR and I give up racing to spend time in the stuff that's in that black bag. I keep reading and rereading and refreshing and re-refreshing. And every time I read it again, the Holy Spirit shows up and shows me another facet on the ring of the seal that the scroll has been removed from. Yeah. You can't get there casually. I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you you could. You don't get there by accident. You don't get to know this stuff that explains your destiny, your future, and your assignment without a little hard work. You got to learn new words and new understandings. But that all fits under that nice little category that Jesus said when he said, your chip hasn't got enough bandwidth. Oh, I don't know if anybody in here knows what a 686 is. That was a Motorola chip that we used in our first synthesizers. I said that in a service the other day, and a man said, I got 4 of those computers in my garage. Would you like them? And Becky's standing there shaking her head, no, he doesn't need any more junk. And I said, I want them. I asked him if they worked, and I almost wish they didn't, because then I get to fix it too. He said, they work perfect. I told him, I'm going to take them home. Those early computers, I know what to do to them to make them read MIDI. I want to take MIDI into the early technologies just for the fun of it. He said, David, you're weird. No, by me going into that ancient or earlier technology of a 686 that has low bandwidth and pressing it to its limits, I'm doing something in the spirit realm when all the demons and all of hell looks at me and says, you can't do this. And I say, by the strength of the Holy Spirit, I get all truth. Oh, you missed it. Did you know you get to go back as well as to go forward? How far back do you want to go? These gals know how far back they want to go. They want to go to ancient ruins. They want to go to historical places. Well, forgive me, I'm a technologist. I want to go back and get a 686 to act like a Pentium. Well, it can't. But it proves the point, if I push it to its limit, that there is a limit to bandwidth. That computer can only cycle so fast. What did Dr. Moore say from Intel? The Moore's principle, Moore's law. Every 18 months, you'll pay half as much for twice as much computer. He demonstrated up to the modern day. Now, in less than 18 months, we double the computer, and it sells for less than half the price. Oh, some of you didn't get that either. Some of you did, and the ones that did, it's important. Because you know that a computer with a higher speed is upper bandwidth. That 686 isn't going to get on the internet and do two-way video. That little old compact he gave me is, even though it's a nice little collectible, and I don't put anything on eBay. Okay? I like eBay. I can sell a lot of my stuff on eBay for a whole lot more than I paid for it. But I don't sell my stuff on eBay. I give my stuff away. Oh, that sounds weird. David, you're sitting on this whole collection and you're the guy that's saying you want that new van. Well, God's not broke. And neither are his kids. And you say, well, David, there's needs in my life. There's needs in your life. Well, let your upper bandwidth do something about it. Oh, I love to see the lights go on. Light is slowing down. Now, I didn't conclude that. I just agree with it. Sutterfield and Norman were the first two that were talking publicly about it. 186,000 miles. I know Einstein's theory. If I had a blackboard, I'd write E equals mc squared. The c is the constant speed of light. And he's wrong. Well, the bomb went off. That part was right. Your cell phone works. That part's right. Google works. My favorite pastime, Google. I can learn more about you than you want me to know because you don't know what you've got in Google. You ever punch your name into Google? Well, if you punch mine, you'll see hundreds of inputs. Some of them I resemble. Some of them I'm not sure about. Bandwidth is what is above light that is slowed down. Speed of light slowing down. If it's slowing down, some point it was going faster. And if it was going faster back there, it was giving you the potential of something more than you got now. Did you get it? Got it. There's a test coming. And the test is tomorrow. For you, to put it to work. I won't give you a test. I'd love to. On occasions, I do. And I'm careful with that. I don't speak from arrogance. I don't speak from ego, hopefully. I have fun talking about this stuff. I enjoy talking about it. I have a ball doing what I do. And you will, too, when you see somebody's spiritual lights come on. And the control panel lights up. Like that new Lexus. I was in one the other day. Made my Chrysler look so simple. It even took the bumps better than my Chrysler. All the lights, you turn the key on and it looks like a cockpit of a jet. It's even got a transponder in the car and it knows where it's at. It's talking to a satellite. Do you ever get lost? You need a GPS plugged in up here. Well, you're going to get one in a quantum leap sometime when I keep talking. Your direction finder is going to light up. And you're going to say, there's stuff above the speed of light that I need to have in my life. How do you think I can read your... And it's not your face. It's not your body language. So don't think you can fool me. The Holy Spirit knows you. The Holy Spirit's plugged in. And when you raised your hands the other night and you looked toward me and we prayed together for others, our electrons touched in that spirit realm. So you're only here half the time. And when you blink off, we're all together over there. We come back. Oh, some of you didn't get it. We're hooked up. The angularity of spin has been altered. You've taken a quantum leap from the energy you were to the energy you are. And the energy came from above the speed of light. The spirit realm is right there. Faster than you can move. You move pretty quick. 286,000 times a second is the speed of light. You blink in and out of here above the speed of light? Well, you're blinking in at 20,000 times a nanosecond. You can't figure that out on your watch. Your watch can't watch that fast. So-called spirit realm. Why did I say so-called? Because you've been taught wrong about the spirit realm. You thought it was over there. And it's not else when or elsewhere. It's else when. It's not elsewhere. That spiritual realm is around you. You are immersed in it. Your miracle is that quick. It's that close. God's wisdom to enlighten you is a constant immersion around you. And you make the mistake of filling your life, like I do, with so much noise that I can't hear His signal. I'm operating below the speed of light. He wants you to operate above the speed of light. That's what happens when you pray. That is what worship is. It takes you some place and some when. Else when. Outside of time. Outside of these confines. Outside of the nonsense that we've filled our life with. And I'm talking about your stuff. I'm talking about my stuff. I'm talking about my hobbies and my habits. I'm talking about the stuff that's in my life. And it isn't evil. It isn't wrong. But it'll draw energy from me. I seldom talk about it, but Becky and I experienced a few years ago. We were living in Cleveland, Tennessee, where we live now. I'd moved to Cleveland, Tennessee to work with a trumpet player. I don't talk about it a lot. But awesome musician, awesome anointing. And I moved there to work with this man. And when I resigned to leave after we'd had a very effective 2.5 years, the Lord was calling me to teach. I hadn't met Ray Hughes yet. But in my spirit, I knew that there was something bubbling. You're like that today. And it's bubbling inside of you, and you don't know quite what to do about it. That's okay. God's got all the time there is. And He's got all the time that isn't. Because from His perspective, it's an eternal now. He doesn't have an era of time for old age and new ideas and past ideas. It's eternal now. He's got the past planned in the seed. And the future is in the seed. And you are a seed in the mind of God. Oh, I love to throw a handful of acorns out. And ask somebody to hold an acorn and tell me what they got. You got upper bandwidth. That acorn is all that it has been and it's all that it's going to be. And if I asked you what's in an acorn, somebody say a tree. Somebody else a little more prophetic would say a forest. Somebody would say a church, an altar, a bassinet, a big rod, a cross. What's in the seed? You're a seed. God sees you as a seed. Do you see your potential like He does? It's above the speed of light. It's waiting for you to see it. Your faith is not in the things you see. Your faith is in the things that you cannot see. And by His power, faith activates into that realm and you become conscious of His potential for you. I just explained faith. First time I've ever said this on camera, but I was invited to Kenneth Copeland's home. And I'm sitting there in that awesome place with those awesome people. And I'm talking about these subjects. Tears popped up in Kenneth's eyes. Humbly, he said to me, "David, I've been teaching this all my life. And for the first time, you've explained how it works." Get the point. Not the quote. Not the man. The point, you can know how faith works. You see above the speed of light, the spiritual realm is there. You can go there. You praise, He inhabits the praise. When He's in the room, you get altered. You can't leave worship the same as you came in. Your healing will happen in worship. As a matter of fact, it can't happen any other way. God has to touch you from faster than the speed of light into this invisible but manifest physically blinking world. Now, when you understand this blinking mess that's still got all of the effect of the past, and God's trying to give you your future, and you're caught in the dilemma somehow, you got to understand the speed of light. Well, you don't need to know about angstroms and photons. But the more you know, the more power you can have, because you'll recognize a photon is a delivery system for your future. You see what He sees as a potential. And when you see the photon, you call it a wave or you call it a particle. And if you have that effect on a light particle or a light wave that you call to be, and the word you look up on Google is double slit experiment, the paradox of physics. Shine it through two slits, hit a detector head, and it becomes what you observe. I'm way ahead of myself. That's another subject over here. But they're so tied together. Are you tied to that potential? You were when you bought your car. You were when you started your business. You were when you picked that beautiful girl to be your bride, that handsome guy to be your husband. You called a marriage that was not as though it was, and you popped a quiff. Oh, you've never heard the romantic application of that sentence before, but now you got it. You call your future from a potential to a reality by what you observe. There's no other way to get your future. Oh, you think it happens because somebody else does something. Oh, there's collective nonsense going on, but there's no collective popping of God's quiffs. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in that world. I don't care how they gang up on you. Now, you got to understand some of your weapons materials. I put 1,000. I get that guy we put. I'm sure it's more than 10,000, but we'll use that as a reference point. I mean, he can get the presence of God so quick. Did you know how easy it is for him to worship? Have you noticed? He's not up here performing for 10 minutes and suddenly anointing shows up. He knew what he was going to do, but he walked in the door. He came in loaded. And when he expresses worship, God inhabits it. And when God inhabits it, Edwin Schrodinger, and it's all in that black case, you can find Edwin in there. He said it's a potential. Life isn't certain. It's a potential. God's future for you is not robotic. He didn't load you with software that makes you make every decision. He loads you with potentials. He speaks to you with opportunities. And we got all the wrong ideas about time, space, and matter. And when an opportunity in matter happens, we are very quick to call it something that it is not. I got a little wire laying in the back of my Chrysler. I'll show it to you. I think it's in my trailer now. That little wire cost me about $1,400 to get that thing fixed. They didn't know what to look for 3 days. I had to rent a car and go on to my conferences and then go back and get my little Chrysler because a wire burned off. And I didn't call it. Satan blew my car up. Stuff happens. But whatever happens, even if it was Satan, and I'm not giving him a break here, okay? But I'm not going to give him more credit than he's got. I don't think he can do that to my car. I don't think he's got the bandwidth for it. I don't think he's got the power to observe, to cause my car to quit. My car's blessed. So I started looking, well, who am I supposed to bless because my car broke? 5 o'clock in the morning, coming out of the backside of Louisiana, on a snake-infested trail through a swamp, my car quits. Now, I wouldn't have picked it to happen there. With my lasers and my stuff in the car. Oh, I carry weird stuff. Camera, follow me. I might get a little bit off for just a second, but I'll be right back. If you can't follow, I'm coming right back. Oh, David, you're making a mess of it. I carry weapons in my car. Well, for all those of you that don't know, that's a laser gun. A laser, a microphone, a trigger, and a huge power supply hooks up there. I'm serious about this stuff. Don't ask to buy one. I won't sell it. When I aim that at something I want to transform, I made it look vicious. I don't want Satan to misunderstand. I'm going to dismiss him from a courthouse. Oh, you didn't get it. So I didn't want somebody finding this laying in the back seat of my car on a swampy road in the backside of Louisiana. So I covered it up. Doesn't help much. When I lay aim that at an ancient place, and it's got the highest power laser I can get, I know that it's a weapon because it's going to carry my voice in Jesus' name to a place my voice otherwise couldn't get. And I happen to believe there's power above the speed of light that I can tap in Jesus' name. And it doesn't have to look that vicious. I'm just weird. And when I say, I'll tell Satan, as I'm saying right now, and it's not hooked up, but my voice and spirit sure is, and you're in unity with me, Satan, you're dismissed. It's the only conversation you got to have. Please don't get in a debate with him because he'll twist all the truth. He'll only lie to you and you don't need it and he doesn't deserve the effort. You just dismiss him in Jesus' name. That was all free. That means that light may have been 10 to 30% faster at the time of Jesus Christ. I don't believe the archaeologist, the paleontologist, and the geologist that tell us man started out there in the cave and came up, gaining wisdom and technology. I don't believe that. You say, David, you're flying in the face of a lot of discovery. Well, I wish they could give me something better than Lucy to prove it. Oh, some of you know who I'm talking about. a pile of fragments of bones with no other artifacts to go with them, and that she was an ape man found someplace in Africa. I can take you to a junkyard or a landfill and dig up bones, put them together, and you don't know what I've got. And when they find these bones, some that weren't even found in the same place, and then the experts all disagree as to when and how, I have to ask if. I'm a scientist. I want some evidence. Please don't change the facts halfway through the proof. Because I'm not going to believe you got facts if you got to keep changing them. They designed a Boeing aircraft. Somebody knew it would fly. They got their facts straight. They built it and it worked. I wish the evolutionists could give us a theory that was as sound as a Boeing aircraft. They can show you the plan and then give you the evidence. I'm telling you, you can have a miracle in your life. I got a new heart. You can have a new whatever. He's blinking you in and out of here. Next time he blinks you in, he's got a perfect opportunity for your miracle. And I believe that. I'm living proof of that. I got a new heart. I can show you the evidence. They can't find anything wrong with this heart. I told you last night, I'm charging a battery. I had 15 months. I went 36. And they told me I had 19 months left. Now, if they could get those facts straight, I might speak with a little more dignity about those characters. And I can't get over my nonsense that surfaces every time that they want to pour drugs into my body. When I know it's only a frequency. Say, David, you're not a scientist. You're flying in the face of chemistry. Hell, have you read on the back of the package what that stuff does to you? That's the chemistry that they've studied. And all the problems and all the side effects. I don't need that in my life. Okay? I'm living on the other side of this health thing. I got a new heart. I have a destination. I have an assignment. I have a schedule ahead of me that would be hard for a young man to keep up with. Well, you're looking at a young man. Well, the youngest 68-year-old that's in here. I'll be 68 in a few weeks. April 8th is coming up. What a great day. Before the fall, God's glory became all the frequencies. His glory became physical. How can we imagine that? All of the glory, the radiance of God Himself, all knowing, all potential, all creativity, could create the sound that gave us more than the 103 elements that we found. See, those are only up to the speed of light. What was the full bandwidth of God's glory? Color, sound, we don't have here. Say, David, you speak with authority about that. Yep. I've been there. I heard sounds from the other side. I saw colors that are not in the spectrum of the rainbow. As a matter of fact, I'm absolutely sure that the speed of light slowed down many times since, and is slowing down constantly. But at Noah's flood, he cursed the earth. And the speed of light slowed down. The speed of light slowed down so much that it changed the firmament. Changed the atmosphere. It did something to the space above this space. The cosmos was changed. And a rainbow appears with the primary colors that we still have. Before, there had to be a rainbow with at least 103 elements. Because the periodic table, each frequency is a color. And they're on the other side. I've seen them. Those of you that are into color out there, stay with it. Keep reading. Keep asking the Lord. You have a direct line. Don't think I'm the only guy with the 800 number. Oh, you didn't get it. You got an 800 number, direct contact to God. Every time you wave a banner, or you wave a flag, you take a streamer and express, you're speaking frequencies into the angelic realm. Say, David, you're back to that thing of confidence, David. You're real sure about that. Yep. I've watched banner bearers that had children in the troop. And those children acted like a guy on an aircraft carrier giving instructions. And I kid you not, that night in South Carolina, I saw a field of angels that was from horizon to horizon. They started taking off as colors were waved. It was a small congregation. They'd had a musical Tabernacle of David that would go for 10 hours, which is a little one. David had a tabernacle of music that started on a given time and it went for 33 years. 24/7. They had whole families and tribes building musical instruments. They changed the band at regular. The 150 psalms that are in your Bible are the hit songs of that event. I saw the angels with that bandwidth. I saw them responding to colors. And I wept. It was hard to talk about it. Other people had seen angels that night. But I wasn't about to hold that out as a standard, and I don't do it today as a standard. Be careful with what you seek. Don't you dare seek my experience. You've got to die to get there, first of all. I highly recommend the death part. It's the complications with the body that's the problem. Don't you seek somebody else's experience. You seek your experience. Don't you try to copy these ladies. You can't get there. But you can allow the Holy Spirit to show you your assignment, and you might emulate every one of them. Somebody out there is going to speak with the authority I do about this subject. When you know it like I do. And the Holy Spirit's got you on that trajectory. You're going to talk with authority. I don't know any other way when I believe something to speak. I've been set free. This is not a businessman selling products. I never intend to build another one of these. That's mine. I'll show you how to build them. I'll loan this one to the right people and let them copy it. First of all, I don't want them to fall into wrong hands. And I'm still talking about the speed of light. Because when the speed of light slowed down, we lost color. And in the spirit realm, you will know how to use color. Careful how you dress. Think about it. Say, David, you're pretty loud. Well, I like Joseph. Color means something. Color and sound are frequency. What the ear hears, the eye sees, is frequency. Color 700 times above sound. So why aren't you using more color? I appreciate the way these gals dress. Bright. If you haven't noticed, they resemble that remark. They don't mind getting loud. I don't either. God's not afraid of loud. Have you heard thunder? His best display of energy is when a bolt of energy that I think taps into zero-point energy. I think Ben Franklin did not have enough meters to figure out. And all the science of meteorology since then doesn't have enough meters to figure out what really happens with a flash of lightning. Come to my house, and I hope you do, and I invite you to come. I'm sincere about that. Oh, am I sincere? Becky's not here today. She's making more of those workbooks right now. Becky cringes every time I say, visit me. She says, they're all going to show up at one time. Come into my house, you'll find telescopes. I mean, I got big telescopes. I got telescopes that I can see rocks the size of cars on the moon. When I tell you the moon's a battlefield, I think I know what I'm talking about. I don't think those are comets and asteroids. Say, David, you're off the subject of the speed of light. No, I'm telling you about the first time light slowed down. There was a battlefield going on up there. There's a war in the heavenlies. And I got the telescope that I can graphically show through a computer. Those are perfect circles. Now, if they're comets, as they'd like us to believe, and if they're asteroids, like they'd like us to know, how come one of them isn't a circle? They're all direct hits. Why isn't one of them at an angle? Just one will do it. Why isn't there a 50-mile trench up there someplace that was caused by something that hit it? There's not enough gravity to pull everything down flat, square. And they're all circles within circles. I look at them regularly. I love it. I'm looking at an ancient battlefield. There was a war in the heavenlies. And Lucifer lost. That's the last respect he gets from me. He lost. Oh, I want to understand what he can and can't do. But that doesn't matter. I know I can dismiss him, and that's enough. And those battlefield markings are there, and the speed of light slowed down. He was the bearer of light. He was the first to have authority over light. Why? Because he was a worship leader. Why? Because he could operate so powerfully with light. He was given the authority of light. That was his job. That was his assignment. He failed. And light slowed down. He was cursed. He couldn't get there from here. He lost his bandwidth. The garden, they did it again. Noah's time, they did it again. You ever read about the Tower of Babel? I remember the days when computers started coming into the public because Bob Moog and I wanted a faster chip to do things that we couldn't do with the slower chips. And when the computers showed up, the whole world was excited about what they called interlangua. Anybody ever heard of that? They were going to have one language. Still talking about light slowing down at the Tower of Babel. I haven't gotten lost. You thought I was. I caught you. Tower of Babel, one language. Until the speed of light slowed down. And they lost their bandwidth. They could communicate by thought. Adam and Eve knew the presence of God. They were clothed in the glory of God, which is frequencies. What did their colors look like? How was their thought communicated? How much bandwidth did they have? They could think and communicate to the plants. To the animals. I got friends that know how to put sound on a plant and grow tomatoes that fill wash tubs. Literally. They put transducers on the leaves. They change the color of the light by filtering it and enhancing it. And they bought Moog synthesizers to create new wave patterns of sound. And it changes life. Now, if that happens in a penthouse in New York City, 40 stories above, where the air is still all messed up with all the pollution and all the radio, how many cell phone signals do you think are coming through that plant? How much radiation is there in all of that mechanical stuff going on in New York City? You know? All the confusion in the airwaves and the electromagnetic spectrum, and a guy can put a sound on a plant. In a rose is that big. By changing sound and changing light. Imagine what it was before the cosmos lost its upper bandwidth. Heaven is where the full glory of God is. Where the total bandwidth of the God Creator, Yahweh, my Savior, communicates. When you enter worship, that influence changes you. Your spirit goes there. Your problem is the mind, the body, this mess that we live in. I've been trying to tell you, this isn't the main event. This is the dressing room. This is where God gets to see what happens to you when your Chrysler shuts off. My attitude was, the next man I talk to, I will bless. And a pickup truck made a U-turn behind me. You say, David, out in the middle of those swamps, were you afraid? No, I really wasn't afraid. That man stepped up to me, big grin on his black face. He said, you got trouble, white man? I said, no, sir. I'm just obedient to God. He stopped me here to talk to you. He said, well, I think you need to get some lights on that thing. He said, I'm a Christian. I'm going to go get the sheriff. I think he did that so I wouldn't be afraid that the sheriff was going to show up. I don't know what is carried in normal trailers across that back road. But he was sensitive to me. I'm going to get a sheriff out here, but I'm a Christian. I like that. Right up front. So I bless him. He goes down. 10 minutes later, he comes back. Sheriff's following. Another handsome black man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. See, the body, you still have things and stuff. You know? First thing I do, I lay my hand on the sheriff's chest. And I bless him, and I felt the bulletproof vest. I said, you wear that all the time. He said, I don't go leave home without it. I said, have you ever needed it? And he grinned. He said, I needed it in the military more than I needed here on these back roads. And I had a chance to communicate upper bandwidth. Prayed for protection over that little sheriff. A record guy shows up. Had to stay overnight in a motel that Sunday night. Had to cancel an event. Couldn't get there. Blessed the cash register. Blessed the doorknob. You got your key for the hotel? It's got a memory strip on it. Get that key out right now. We're going to change your room again. Don't you ever enter a hotel room without blessing that room. That's a dangerous place to sleep. You don't want to know what went on there in the life of that room. That's still in that room. You don't want to know. Hold that key toward me. We're going to say in the name of Jesus. I call my room delivered. There's no evil there. There's no memory of evil there. Tachyans. Give it up. In Jesus' name. That room just forgot its past. You say, how do you know? I know what the name of Jesus means. And evil can't be where you admit praise and the hope and the name of Jesus Christ. He's the one that said it's finished. He finished that battle. And you can't do anything about it except use His name. That's what these ladies do in Jesus' name. There's no virtue. That rock is a dumb rock until it gets filled with the Word of God. Gets filled with the praise of God. It hears the prayer to God. And it emits the energy. Upper bandwidth, captured, stored, and released in the name of Jesus. Jesus Himself told the disciples they'd get their upper bandwidth back. John 16:13 said, when He, the Holy Spirit, has come, He's going to guide you in all the truth. He's going to show you things to come. You're going to get to see the future. I tried to tell you that the other night when I was talking about Gerald Feinberg and the formula that they found in Einstein's math that declared that a subatomic particle was moving faster than light. And at the point at which the subatomic particle superluminally, or subluminal, that's my laser, up to the speed of light. But it's an ambidextrous universe. Up to the speed of light and above the speed of light. Subluminal, superluminal. You got that so far?
Yeah,
is that easy?
Yeah.
Okay. To eternal ideas and truth and concepts, wisdom, purpose, assignment, destiny, potential from God Himself. He knew you. He planted in you the seeds of everything He wanted you to have. But He gave you a will. You have to make a choice. You're not a robot. Stop blaming God for the stuff you do wrong. He don't want you to do it wrong. He sent His Son to fix it so you don't have to do it wrong. And then gave us a deed to our future, a title to our destiny, a purpose for our giftings. He called you the bride, a pure bride. I look at the church, and I'm not a judge. But Paul said, by your fruit. And I look at people who don't understand, and they don't want to understand. Thank God somebody in this crowd had a desire before you left home. You had an interest. You had a need. Holy Spirit was knocking. You said, yes, I'm going to go. I may not understand it. Schultz puts that right on his internet website. You might not understand it, but you'll get it. That's a real profound idea, you know. You do need a glossary. You need an index. You need to know. You deserve to get it right the first time. You put a weapon in the hand of a soldier and you don't give him the training to go with it, he's going to hurt somebody. He won't know who the enemy is or how to aim at him. All I'm trying to tell you is how faith works. Faith is seeing your destiny above the speed of light. Getting over this thing that the Holy Spirit has picked out six of us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And somebody's going to leave here thinking that that's an inside clan. That's the furthest thing from the truth. He wants you to know. He wants you to understand. You have an assignment that's just as important as Connie's. To God. You're watching at a guy. You're looking at a person that's very focused. I play with lasers. I know what coherent light is. I want my life to be in phase with God's life for me. I know what it is to miss it, and I know what it is to shut off so He could get my attention like my Chrysler shut off. Did God shut you off? He wanted to change me in a new dimension. Satan is out to kill, steal, and destroy. I don't blame God for my heart shutting off. I know that was Satan's last attempt to take me out. If He could kill me, you wouldn't have this message today. Becky knew my assignment wasn't done. We hadn't been to Ark City. We hadn't been changed in Ark City yet. I hadn't heard that rose teaching in that guy's psalmistry. Not this kind of psalmistry. The kind that emits worship, praise, He inhabits, and I go there and I get fixed. Woo. My bandwidth opens up. I enter into the heavenlies. Those of you that are writing Mark, Ephesians, 5 times, Paul talks about heavenly places. He'll tell you where that laser's going, into heavenly places. He'll tell you what your bandwidth is when you go in to heavenly places. He'll even explain to you in the book of Ephesians, talking about heavenly places 5 times. And I'm not going to preach that. I'm still preaching my text. I'm not doing it word for word, but it's as close as I can get. See, you're looking at the author here that heard the Holy Spirit when I, in very limited ways, tried to write what He was showing me. And I was under that bondage of some limited number of words. Well, I condensed that the best I could. And every time I teach it, I like to expand it. I want to give you the full bandwidth of what He showed me So you can go there. You're going there, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. When you enter that upper bandwidth of worship, you can't stay like you were. I was feeling the vibration so strong, I held my Bible and you could feel it vibrate. Nothing special about my Bible. Next time you're in worship, feel yours. And I know it's the rarefaction, pressurization of the room. It's responding like a speaker, sympathetically. But your spirit. Somebody said, what is the spirit made of? Well, I'll tell you what I'm building right now. I got a young man that's working on it. I'm building a flame amplifier speaker. Well, Moses had one. God did it. When God wanted to talk directly to Moses, what did he do? He came up with a flame speaker. Flame is a plasma. Plasma is the fourth state of matter. We got solids, we got liquids, we got gases, and we got plasmas. If your spirit's anything, it operates like a plasma. It'll vibrate at specific times. Do you understand? We take a flame. I love this when I watch somebody in an auditorium and hear me talk about a flame on the stage. Fire marshal will shut this place down. So we have to build a hood over the top of it. But it's a flame of two electrodes. We fire it up with a welding outfit. 500 watts direct current. It'll melt screwdrivers. And we put salt on those in that flame from a bottle with an asbestos wick that won't burn. Potassium nitrate and water in the bottle. An asbestos wick wired up to the torch at the top of the torch. The bottle gas tank's down there. This flame got two electrodes in it. And when the salt water, ions of salt complete the circuit, I'm waiting to get out there. I'm waiting to get out there to that. We got to take a break. I got a 40-foot gas well waiting for me down in Texas. And we're going to put a bulldozer out there and build an amphitheater. And we're going to woof that county into the presence of God.
We hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like to order additional copies, or if you'd like to view the many other prophetic resources available at the Elijah List, such as the quarterly magazine Elijah Rain, music CDs or MP3 downloads, or to view our great selection of books and gifts, simply log on to our website, ElijahList.com, or call toll-free 866-ELIJAH-LIST. That's 866-354-5245. Outside the U.S., call 541-926-3250. And join us again for another inspiring teaching from the Elijah List.